I am come of the seed of the people. People that suffer. I have no treasure but hope. No riches laid up, but a memory of an ancient glory. My mother bore me in bondage. In bondage my mother was born. I am of the blood of serfs. The children with whom I have played, the men and women with whom I have eaten, have had masters over them, have been under the lash of masters, and though gentle, have served charms. The hands that have touched mine, the dear hands whose touch is familiar to me, have worn shameful manacles, have been bitten at the wrist by manacles, have grown hard with manacles and the taskwork of strangers. I am flesh of these lowly. I am bone of their bone. I that have never submitted. I that have a soul greater than the souls of my people's masters. I that have vision and prophecy and the gift of fiery speech. I that have spoken with God at the top of his holy hill. And because I am of the people, I understand the people. I am sorrowful with their sorrow. I am hungry with their desire. My heart has been heavy with the grief of mothers. My eyes have been wet with the tears of children. I have yearned with old wistful men, laughed or cursed with young men. Their shame is my shame, and I have reddened for it. Reddened for that they have served, they who should be free. Reddened for that they have gone in want, while others have been full. Reddened for that they have walked in fear of lawyers and of their jailers, with their writs, or summons, and their handcuffs. Men mean and cruel. I could have borne stripes on my body rather than this shame of my people. And now I speak, being full of vision. I speak to my people, and I speak in my people's name, to the masters of my people. I say to my people that they are holy, that they are august despite their chains. They are greater than those that hold them, and stronger and purer. But they have but need of courage, and to call on the name of their God, God the unforgetting. Dear God that loves the peoples for whom he died naked, suffering shame. And I say to my people's masters, beware. Beware of the thing that is coming. Beware of the risen people who shall take what he would not give. Did he think to conquer the people? Or that law is stronger than life and than man's desire to be free? We will try it out with you. Ye that have harried and held, ye that have bullied and bribed, tyrants, hypocrites, liars.